Hello, this is Charlotte from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip, an episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite resources about sex, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or a challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning into our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. This week's excerpt is from the book The Soul of Sex by Thomas More. Thomas More was a monk in a Catholic religious order for 12 years and has degrees in theology, musicology, philosophy, and is a former professor. I love it when we get people like this writing about sex. It's so important to add their voice to the mix. This is a really long quote, and I'm taking it from parts of chapter 3 of his book, and I'm going to jump around a little bit. So it starts, "A well-hung man or a well-endowed woman is something of an ideal that people aspire to, and they often have corresponding feelings of inferiority when their organs don't match up. The worry may have more to do with the symbolic resonance of the phallus than with the physical penis. The simplest psychological analysis sees a parallel between penis and ego. The bigger the penis, the more confident the ego. But what is it about the penis that inflates the ego? The penis, a natural phenomenon in the geography of the body, can stir the imagination. The phallus is the penis mythologized and fantasized, and mythical fantasy extends, of course, to every aspect of the male and female pubic area. Penis size has long been part of this mythology. Men seem to be proud of whatever it is that a large and long penis gives them, and it's too simple to describe that gift as ego or personal power. In some cultures, the phallus is an image of divine potency. Perhaps some men, without consciously being aware of it, find real magic in a large penis, the ample size being sufficient to transform the penis into the phallus. The bigger the penis, the greater the myth. As the story usually goes, a man so endowed can give superhuman pleasure to a woman, and the man takes pride in the intensity of her response. From a less secular point of view, we might realize that the penis represents life's potency in the largest sense, something we all need and crave. There is nothing neurotic or egotistical about desiring the fertility and potency that are epitomized and compacted into the image of the penis. A man wants to give his partner pleasure, and he feels powerful and fulfilled through her or his responsiveness and enjoyment. Eros is a vast source of power and satisfaction. If the world loves you, you are not going to feel weak and insignificant. A man's wish for a bigger penis might more deeply be a search for the phallus, the source of erotic vitality. The advice columnists are correct. Penis size is not essential. Nevertheless, the story about wanting a bigger penis is important, because everyone, man and woman, encounters a particular aspect of life's possibility in the penis. The larger the penis, the more we may sense the myth, and the more we may imagine the erotic power stored in that image. The women of ancient Greece waved huge wooden phalluses during religious processions. They weren't advertising for bigger penises. They were celebrating the phallic potency in life, the divine power that grants a more than human passion for life. It is the phallus we want in marriage, in love and sex, not necessarily a big penis. The phallus represents life itself, procreative, pleasurable, rising and falling, penetrating, healing, enduring. Our powerful attraction to images like the phallus may serve simply to spur us on to living a lively and abundant life. In the ancient world, the sexual organs were associated with the cornucopia, the horn of plenty, an image of life's copious gifts. The phallus is not an image of the male ego. It is a representation of Earth's potency, and life's capacity for creativity and pleasure. Ancient and primitive celebrations of the phallus were carried out with joy, laughter, comedy, and celebration. The phallus is in fact that power coursing through us, men and women, and in that spring of vitality we can find the creativity and energy we need to get along, survive, and thrive. Ancient humans knew that the ego is insufficient for making a truly creative life. They knew through their ideas of magic, in which the phallus is profoundly implicated, that we need nature's power in us, and that there is no better example of nature dwelling in us effectively than our sexuality, with its autonomous responses and its ineffable capacity to generate new human life. The penis we see in pornography is not the true phallus. It is rather a poor attempt to restore the phallic dimensions to the penis. Pornographic penises are symptomatic of our need to rediscover the phallus, and with it a religious appreciation for life's mysterious potency. Like the ancients carrying huge penises in their processions, we fantasize penises of unusual dimension and photograph them in ways that make them seem huge and detached from individual personality. But we don't yet have a religious appreciation for the penis as a presentation of life's almighty power. We are in search of the penis that cannot be imagined by medicine, the penis that leads us deep into life in all its procreativity and dynamic pleasure. Well, that was a lot of saying penis. I love it. That was a long quote, but I think it's so dense and beautiful. In this conversation, I am talking to men, but women, please feel free to listen in and think about what this all means to you too. There is a lot in here, but there's one idea that I want to focus on. I absolutely love this idea. And I think it's a powerful one that could really free a lot of men from the pervasive, crippling fear about their inadequate penis size. The idea is this. What if men, when you feel sad and inadequate about your penis size and crave a bigger, harder cock, that perhaps what you really want is all the qualities you believe a larger penis will bring you? That in truth, what you really want is what the penis symbolizes to you, which in reality you can actually have free access to without changing your penis size. The key here is to understand what does the idea of having a bigger penis symbolize to you? What would it mean to you? And you can use this as a lens to see what you are craving more of. What do you desire? What is it you want to create in your life? What is it that makes you feel alive? How do you want to become an extraordinary lover? So what would a larger penis mean to you? Is it more masculinity, a greater ability to please women sexually, being sexually virile, experiencing more power, more vitality, more abundance, and more attractiveness? What would happen if you allowed yourself to embody and cultivate these qualities as you're inspired to, regardless of the size of your penis? Because the truth is that all of these qualities have been symbolized by a large penis throughout time and in many cultures, but the qualities are in fact separate from the size. In our culture, if men are feeling sexually insecure and not sure that they're doing a good job pleasing women, our culture tells us that the solution is to have a bigger penis. However, to please women powerfully, you do not need a bigger penis. That is a myth. What you may need instead are the qualities of an idealized man. More skill, more sensitivity, more awareness, more passion, and more presence. Again, these qualities are available to you to grow and cultivate and embody whatever size penis you have. These are equal opportunity sexual skills available to men of all penis size because they are qualities entirely separate from penis size. Ridding yourself of the myth that to have a better sexual life, you need a bigger penis is essential to your sexual happiness. as ridding yourself of any iota of shame or embarrassment you have about your penis size, frees up that energy to become a better lover and show up more fully in bed for your lover's pleasure, which really could make a difference in your world now and over your lifetime. My challenge to you this week is to think about how you relate to penis size. Really think about what having a big penis symbolizes to you, and what is one action you could take to cultivate those qualities in your life right now, regardless of your size. And if you are someone that spends any time worrying about your size, I really invite you to give this question of what would having a big penis mean to you a real ponder. Freeing yourself of this myth and concern can make a huge change in how you and your lover experience your sexuality. If you want to listen to The Soul of Sex, you can get the audiobook for free by checking out audibletrial.com/pleasure. If you go to that link, you can check out The Soul of Sex by Thomas More for free. You can find that link to the free trial and to the book over at pleasuremechanics.com on the show notes page of this podcast. Hit the podcast button at the top of every page for a complete podcast archive. And remember, for a free weekly dose of sex advice and exclusive giveaways, come on over to pleasuremechanics.com and sign up for our newsletter. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Charlotte from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.